think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Saturday's NCAA football had one championship contender drop out, while the others strengthened their case for college football's Final Four. Number 3 Oregon was knocked off by Utah 38-7 for its second loss of the season. Number 1 Georgia, number 2 Alabama both won and will now square off in the SEC Championship game on December 4th. Bama's Bryce Young set a school record passing for 559 yards, including 5 touchdowns, in the Crimson Tide's 42-35 victory over Arkansas. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud threw 6 touchdown passes, all in the first half, in a 56-7 rout of number 7 Michigan State. Cincinnati remained undefeated by routing SMU 48-14. 3 other top 10 teams won easily, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Oklahoma State. The New York Islanders opened their new home, the UBS Arena, the same way they opened their former home, the Nassau Coliseum, nearly a half century ago, with a loss to the Flames, this time by a 5-2 score. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.